Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Horrifying Historics podcast. I'm your host, Ava, and in this week's episode, we'll be taking a deep dive into the twisted, the brutal, and the unfortunate series of events that was the Spanish Inquisition. We'll be taking a look at what it was, how anti-Semitism was thought to have been attached to it, and the overall implications that we as a society can draw from it today. Let's get into it. When a new kingdom is formed and the rulers are set in place, it's very important for them to be able to fill the vacuum of power in the land, whether that be economically, religiously, socially, etc. That's just how it was in the newly formed Spanish kingdom. At the top of the chain, you had King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella, and the church was right there with power as well. The king and queen and the church held to Catholicism, and they wanted to make that the religion of the land. Well, how might they do this, you ask? Well, if your first guess was by torturing those whose actions and beliefs they thought went against the church, then you'd actually be right. Scary. The Inquisition was originally formed and created to combat heresy in the area. Punishments were allowed in situations of crime, apostasy, sorcery, sodomy, polygamy, blasphemy, usury, of course heresy, and whatever inquisitors deemed wrong. Often those who confessed their heresies were treated less severely, and sometimes given a period of grace. But that doesn't mean they were let off easy. The hierarchy of the Inquisition was actually very interesting. At the top you had Tomás de Torquemada, or the Grand Inquisitor. He created and distributed a guide with 28 articles for inquisitors, and he was closely associated with the policies of the king and queen. At this point, the Inquisition and its purpose were completely blown out of proportion and abused. The inquisitors were literally given a handbook of procedures of torture and how to handle their victims. The procedures were usually done in secret, hurting the victims to get them to confess their so-called heresies. Many times victims would even make up false confessions so that the pain would stop. But what would happen after the confession? Well, depending on how it went, a list of names was compiled and forced to attend a trial. Here were some of the guidelines for what went down. For example, if I had been accused of heresy and I skipped the trial, I would immediately be assumed guilty. If I actually felt like going to the trial and wanted to get backup to defend me, no judicial member would want to do that because then they would look like they were supporting my heresy. And the whole atmosphere of the trial would be a battle of brains between me and the Inquisitor. That's a lot to go through in 1 week. First being physically tortured and then mentally, whew, the Inquisitors really thought this through. Now to connect all of this to anti-Semitism. There are many claims that the Inquisition was deeply rooted in the hatred of Jews that were non-conforming to Catholicism. And honestly, to be a Jew during this time in Spain was not exactly the best anyways. Since Catholicism was to be the sole religion, Jews who became new Christians were seriously kept in check by old Christians when it came to heresy. It was believed that Tomás de Torquemada saw the existence of Jews as a threat. Many believe he had an influence on the king and queen's decisions to force Jews who hadn't accepted Christianity to leave Spain. On March 31st of 1492, because of the king and queen's decisions and possibly the guidance from Tomás, 40,000 Jews had to leave Spain. The effects of the Spanish Inquisition itself were noticeable, although not exactly known for sure today. There are many different number estimates as to how many were killed, but at least 3,000 to 5,000 were recorded. In the end, this event shows us how political, religious, and whatever other division out there that you want to name can divide us. I mean, take a look at our society today. We're as divided as ever on every topic imaginable. So the Inquisition just shows us how far this division can go if we don't handle it properly. The church may not have been wrong in calling out heresy and trying to handle it, but they were definitely wrong in the way they did so. There's a difference between being painfully honest with someone, which is actually valuable, and actually physically hurting them for your own gain. And in the end, that's what Spain and the church wanted all along. Personal gain. And power. They took away the role of the judge from God because they thought that they could do it better. And ultimately, they were committing great heresies themselves.